Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Saagala kulinda kulala kunnya.
Don't want any more waiting.
Amanya neddoboozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Diman.
No musumba Bible.
In the Bible reader teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda obulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We based in this ministry.
Obwo okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move rich onto you.
Enteekateeka za Katonda ez'omutindo.
God's standard strategies.
Ez'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa za services zonna.
Of fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Kusimbudde omwaka guno 2022.
Moved this year 2022.
Kusinziira mu ggwanga erya Uganda.
Basically the nation Uganda.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tukyali ku nteekateeka ya Katonda ey'omutindo ey'omukaaga.
We are still on the 6th standard strategy of God.
Emanyikiddwa nga abakunguzi b'emyoyo.
Which is known as the harvesters of spirits.
Bakolera wansi wa government za Katonda ebbiri ez'omuguru ku nsi.
Work under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Okuli government ya Katonda y'omuguru ku nsi.
Where there is God's heavenly government on the earth.
Erina obuvunaanyizibwa okulanga ebikolebwa mu ggulu.
Has a responsibility to see what is done in heaven.
Ebikolebwa ku nsi.
Is done on the earth.
Ate ne government ya Katonda mu government z'oku
nsi. Even God's government in the government of the world.
Erina obuvunaanyizibwa okulaba.
Has a responsibility to see.
Nga etabaganya government z'omu
nsi. That reconciles governments of the world.
Ne government ya Katonda y'omuguru ku nsi.
God is heavenly government in the
earth,
which works within church.
And to
see that governments of the world
understand
that God rules in their government.
99%. Tuasalawo kutandika okula department y'omunana.
We decided to begin see the 8 departments.
Eza government ya Katonda y'omuguru ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Mukiseera kinelo.
This time on.
Natugenda maso nokomekereza department y'omusa.
We move on to conclude the 8th. 7th department.
Department y'omusanvu.
The 7th department.
Ya government ya Katonda y'omuguru ku nsi.
God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Department y'abamalaika ba Katonda abatukufu.
Department of holy angels of God.
Kanisa ya Katonda entukufu ku nsi.
Is the holy church of God on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga twatandika okulaba.
And we began to see.
A division y'omusanvu.
This 7 divisions.
Ezebinja by'abamalaika omusanvu.
Of the 7 groups of the angels.
Emirimu gyabwe.
Their works.
Codes are
their codes.
Bazi tuito omubala.
Their codes.
Era nengirije bakulembiramu emyo musanvu ya Katonda.
And the way they are led by 7 spirits of God.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So far to akaraba code division is 3.
So far we've seen 3 divisions.
Each division esoka.
The first division.
Each binyaja mareka Michael abentaro.
Group of angel Michaels of war.
Then
the second,
each binja cha mareka Gabriel,
the angels, the group of the angels Gabriel,
ababaka b'ekigambo cha Katonda,
messengers of the word of God.
Then the division yokusa,
even the third division,
each binja cha mareka Raphael,
the group of the angels Raphael,
ba mareka b'obunabi,
angels of prophecy,
ba mareka b'ebiro n'ebisera,
angels of the times and seasons,
ba mareka ab'ebipimo,
angels of measurements,
abakulembiramu omoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda,
led by spirit of counsel of God.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So lunaku lwaleero,
so this day
twagala okweyongerawo ne division eyokuna.
We want to move on with the fourth division. Of the holy angels of God. You prepare to write down well. We move on with the first division of the holy angels of God.
The
group of the archangel Abaddon of the chains.
Ekibinja ky'abamalayika Abaddoni omukulu ow'enjegere.
The group of the archangel Abaddon of the chains.
Abavunaanyizibwa kufa n'egeyena.
Those responsible over death and hell.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Abavunaanyizibwa kufa n'egeyena.
Those responsible over death and hell.
Geyena emanyikiddwa nga ekomera lya Katonda obunyo obutakoma.
Which is known as the prison of God or the bottomless pit. Have you written down well? We've said we are on the fourth division of the holy angels of God. The group of the archangel Abaddon of the chains.
Those
responsible over death and hell.
Geyena emanyikiddwa nga ekomera lya Katonda.
Hell, which is known as the prison of God.
Oba obunyo obutakoma.
Or the bottomless pit.
tujja kulaba ku kodi yaabwe.
We shall see of their court,
obumbala gwabwe,
their court,
okubikulirwa esule yokubiri.
In Revelation chapter 2,
olunyiri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana,
verse 18,
okugamba nti bwati bwayogera omwana wa Katonda,
which says that he is the Son of God,
ayina amaaso agalinganga ennimi ez'omuliro,
who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire,
n'ebigere bye nga biringanga ejjinja lya bronze,
and his feet are like a fine bronze,
oba ekikomo ekizigule,
a fine bronze.
Bakuremirwamu omwoyo w'amaani,
they are led by the spirit of might of God,
kutuukiriza emirimu gyabwe,
to fulfill their works.
Bigambe njagadde obiwandike bulungi.
Those words I want you to write them down well.
Okutandika okubinyonyoka.
Then we begin get explained of them.
Tuli ku division eyokuna.
We are on the fourth division.
Yabamalaika ba Katonda abatukufu.
Of the holy angels of God.
Kyekibinja kyabamalaika Abadoni omukulu w'enjegere.
The group of the archangel Abaddon of the chains.
Bavunaanyizibwa kufa,
they are responsible over death,
ne geena
and hell.
Mubulakati ogambe geena,
in bracket you say hell,
ekkomera lya Katonda erimanyikiddwa ng'obunyi obutakoma,
the prison of God known as the bottomless pit. Yes,
tujja kulaba ku kodi yaabwe,
we shall see of their court,
bombara gwabwe,
their court,
okugamba nti bwati bwayogera omwana wa Katonda,
which says that he is the Son of God,
ayina amaaso agakanga ennimi ez'omuliro,
who has eyes like unto a flame of fire,
n'ebigere bye nga biringa ekikomo ekizigule,
and his feet are like the fine bronze,
era nga bano bakulembirwamu omwoyo w'amaanyi ga Katonda,
and these are led by the spirit of might of God,
okulaba nga batuukiriza emirimu
gyabwe, to see that they fulfill their works.
Ebigambo okansubira obisengese bulungi.
Those words, let me hope you've ordered them well.
Kubanga bye binyonyola obuvunaanyizibwa bwabwe.
Because they are what explain their responsibilities.
Yes, yebazi bwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So tutera nnyo okuwulira.
So we usually hear.
Malaika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
Yes, yebazi bwe.
Praise Jesus much.
But tusoma mu kubikulu esuli y'omunaana.
When we read Revelation chapter 8.
Olunyo lisuka n'olw'okubiri.
Verse 1 and 2.
Omudumizi wabwe yakute ekondere
Their commander is one holding the fourth trumpet. Let's read we hear.
Okubikulirwa esule y'omunaana n'olunyiri olusooka.
Revelation chapter 8 verse 1.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'omusanvu, ne waba akasirikiriro mu ggulu nga kitundu kya ssaawa.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
Olunyiri olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Ne ndaba malayika musanvu abayimirira mu maaso ga Katonda.
And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 and 2,
malaika akutte ekondere eliyokuna,
angel holding the fourth trumpet,
oba malaika omukuru,
the archangel
akutte ekondere eliyokuna,
holding the fourth trumpet,
yadumira,
is one who commands,
ekibinja kya malaika Abaddon abenjigire,
group of angels Abaddon of the chains,
abavunaanyizibwa kufa,
those responsible over death,
negeena
and hell,
emanyikiddwa nga ekkomera lya Katonda,
which is known as the prison of God,
oba obunyi obutakoma,
or the bottomless pit.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati malaika Abaddon ono gwe tuwogerako,
this angel Abaddon we speak about,
ye malaika aline ekibya ekyokuna eky'obusungu bwa Katonda,
the angel who has the fourth bowl of the wrath of God.
Malaika Abaddon,
angel Abaddon,
owenjegere,
of the chains,
yaline ekibya ekyokuna,
is the one who has the fourth bowl,
ekyebyokulwanyisa by'obusungu bwa Katonda,
of the weapons of the wrath of God,
okusinga ku bikulu esuli 15,
according to Revelation chapter 15,
n'onyo olusooka,
the verse 1,
okubikulirwa esuli 15 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Revelation chapter 15 verse 1.
Naye ndaba akabonero akalala mu ggulu akanene ak'ekitalo, bamalayika musanvu nga balina ebibonyoobonyo omusanvu eby'enkomerero, kubanga mu ebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mwe butuukiririra.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinga mu kubikulu esuli 15.
According to Revelation chapter 15,
olunyiri olusooka,
verse 1.
On
these seven angels
who
have the seven
balls of
the weapons of the wrath of God, that fourth angel
has
the ball of the weapons of the wrath of God, the
fourth,
is known as Abaddon of the chains. The one who gives out weapons,
he's
the captain of that group
of
the angels of death and hell.
And
the one gives them weapons they use. Praise Jesus much. That is why you see in Revelations chapter
9
verse 11, they have their archangel. His name Abaddon, angel of the bottomless pits. Let's read we here. Revelations chapter
9
verse
11.
And they had a king over them who is the angel of the bottomless pits, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue, he has the name Apollyon. Praise Jesus much.
So
according to Revelation chapter 9, verse
11,
this archangel Abaddon, the one who leads the group of the angels of death, even the angels of hell. Hell, it's known as the prison of God
or
the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus much.
It's
known as the prison of God
or
the bottomless pit. That is why you see
in
Revelation chapter 20 verses 1 and 2,
he speaks
like this on this archangel. Revelation chapter 20 verse
1.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Praise Jesus much. When
you
read Revelation chapter 20 and the verse 1, he said, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a big chain in his hands. Remember, we first saw him in Revelation chapter
9,
verse
11.
He is called Angel Abaddon of the chains. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Why called angel of chains? Because this bottomless pit
is
taken as the prison of God, where
he
imprisons rebellious spirits. Rebellious spirits of the fallen angels appear as demons of clans, spirits of those who rebel in the children of men who refuse to repent. That's why in the first Peter chapter
3,
our Lord Jesus has ever gone in the prison, in the prison of God, to preach to spirits which were there, which never humbled in the season of Noah, as the preached righteousness.
But
when you hear angel of the bottomless pit,
he
has the key of the bottomless pit and the big chain, speak of things of the prison environment. Yes. In binding. Yes.
They
don't bind you on the rocks. Not.
The
chains. You cannot break. According to 1 Peter chapter
3,
verses 18 up to 21, and he says this.
First
Peter chapter 3, verse 18.
Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu atuleeta eri Katonda, bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo.
For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he may bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Verse
19.
By whom also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison.
Verse 20.
Who formerly were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, by which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, verse 19, and 20, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the flesh when he was killed, his spirit when he surrendered it, he went in spirit to preach to spirits which were in the prison. Those who never humbled in the days of Noah. 8 souls when they said, all souls were filled with the world. They fell in hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus much. That's why we began Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, and we are told they have a king over them, angel of the bottomless pit. His name
is called
Abaddon. Praise Jesus.
And
we wanted to see this angel. How is he? This bottomless pit, how is it?
We moved
on in Revelation chapter 20, verses 1. And he said, I saw the angel come down from heaven, having key of the bottomless pit, with a big chain. This chain is going to open the bottomless pit. He goes there with the chains.
We
began to speak of the prison when it involves chains. And that
what
has taken us in the 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 up to 20.
So
Christ, when he was killed in the flesh,
in
spirit he went in that prison. Praise Jesus much. And why in hell, the bottomless pit, it is taken as prison. Praise Jesus much. When we go back to Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, to enter verse 2, you are going to hear these words. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1.
Revelation chapter 20, verse 1.
I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Verse
2.
And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Yes. And I think, if you connect well,
1
Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 20, our Lord killed in the flesh, killed in the flesh, in the spirit, he went in the prison, that of God, in prison rebellious spirits, those of fallen angels appear as demons of clans.
This
we chase in the name of Jesus. And again, spirits of those who came from children of men and they never repented. Because 1 Peter chapter 3, 18 and 20. It's called it a prison. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. Angel came down from heaven. Understood his Abaddon. The key of the bottomless pit. And the big chain. Caught the dragon. He bound it. These chains are for binding. Well, imprisoned in the prison. It is the bottomless pit. This bottomless pit. It is hell. It is hell.
Might
have gotten confused before about that. But the bottomless pit, the prison of God, it is hell. According to Luke chapter 16, tells you it is a big space. It is, we call it
a gulf.
You cannot come there. You are on the chains. That's why you have to differentiate hell from the grave. This graveyard, the tombs where they bury that dead body, the dead bodies. The grave is totally different. Yes. Let's go in Luke chapter 16, verse 22 to 26.
Luke chapter 16, verse 22. Awo lwatuuka omwavu nafa.
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was buried by the angels in Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Verse
23.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. Verse
24.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
Verse 25.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented.
Verse 26.
And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they who would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So
when you look to Luke chapter 16, but the verse 22 are said that it came to pass and the beggar died, was carried by angels, taken in Abraham's bosom. Even the rich man died and was buried. We have two things we see in this verse. The rich man dies. That is the outward man.
Okay.
The poor man dies. That is the outward man, the body. Carried by angels. It is the inward man. That is his spirit. Always our spirits never die. We die these bodies. The outward man is put in the graveyard.
Now
you the spirit, the inward man. If you walk righteousness, until you've been gotten from your body, you're lifted by angels, take you in heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and you rest there till Jesus will come back. He comes back with you in the second resurrection. But they have said, even the rich man died, he was buried. That's the outward man, this body. Yet his spirit, according to verse 23, he lifted up his eyes while in hell, while in torments there. He saw Lazarus Abraham's bosom in heaven. It means we all here, those who believe God and we do righteousness in the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit,
we
have to unclothe these bodies,
those
to be put in the graves, in those tombs. Our spirits, they are lifted by holy angels, those we first studied about, where there is angel Michael, angel Gabriel, angel Raphael. Yes. Now when it reaches on the wicked people and their bodies are dead, their outward man, they've been unclothed their spirits, they're taken by this angel Abaddon of the chains, of the bottomless pit, the prison of God, hell. Puts them in the chains to be tormented there. Those two verses in the Luke chapter 16,
verse
22 and 23, is what they move on to speak about. But verse 24, it shows he was in the fires and thought he was very thirsty there. Least they make a drop of water on the finger, they drop it on his tongue that he will be quenched. It means what? In the ground there is no fire there.
You
have to differentiate between hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit.
You
totally differentiate it from the grave.
Well,
there is no fire in the grave. Have you ever seen fire there?
As
you buried that dead body of that person? You didn't see fire there. Verse 24, Luke verse chapter 16.
That's
hell is different from the grave. In the grave there is no fire. In hell there is fire. Praise Jesus much.
But
the verse 25, he says, Abraham told him, you ate your good things on the world, Lazarus passed in the evils,
and
now he's comforted, you are tormented, you are being tormented. Not that when you eat the good things on this world, in heavens you will not reach.
But
most people who are in the goodness of this world, they usually forget God.
It's
good that you balance all of them. You eat the goodness of this world and they fear God. As you hate evil, you commit righteousness, still you will remain inherit heaven. But the rich man did one thing. He ate his good things on this world. He never feared God. He never hated evil. He helped many people. He supported wickedness. You know why he supported wickedness?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But
if you look to verse
26,
he said, besides that, between us and you, there is a great girl fixed. This girl, it's what we call the bottomless pit.
Those
want to come from there, go to heaven. It is impossible. Those who want to come from there, come on this world. It is impossible. For if it was possible, then these next verses, the rich man would not speak this word. Problem, he left corrupted his brethren on the world. He committed unrighteousness. He even supported it. According to what he was doing, even his brother, what he followed, he will fall in the same prison, hell, the bottomless pit. Let's read verse 27. Luke chapter 16, verse 27.
Nagamba ntikali nkwega yiride chitange.
Then said he, I pray you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. Luke 16 verse 27.
See,
at least send him to my father's house.
This
has which difference it brings you? That demons of your dead relatives, they don't come back on this world. Those confused the world all this long, their fallen angels were chased from heaven, cast on this world. They appear as demons of your dead relatives, your father who died, your mother, and the rest. According to Luke 16:27, the rich man while in hell, spirit is in hell. Abraham is in heaven. He's told him,
it's possible
to come from there to get in heaven.
Coming
from there to come back on the world is impossible. At least send Lazarus, who is in heaven,
he
come back, go to the world.
He
wants my brothers who are there. And they should not deceive you.
You
know, we've moved in deception for a long time. They tell us the demon of the grandfather came back. They would have warned you of the danger of hell.
But
the prison, you are in the chains, you can't get from there. The fallen angels, they are ones on this world. Revelation chapter 12 verse 7, verse 17, they chased them from heaven. They threw them on this world. They went to the world, and those who dwell in it,
and
Jesus has gotten down filled with wrath. But they should not deceive you. People come from hell, their spirits, and they come back on this world. If they were coming back, then it means in your family there would have been tens of thousands of demons. Because in one house of your house, how many people have unclothed? Those who died and you buried them, how many are they?
And
those who come back to you, come on the heads of the living. How many are they?
Gavana.
Gavameka.
Like how many?
Bagame muno.
Me, have ever seen people worship demons out there? They don't go beyond 3-4. All their colleagues we have buried with them, as they say. And they come with much lies. Where you buried me, the drainage water is passing on me.
And
you say, you already have come from there. Why do you go back then? The other, when water floods attack us, are you the ones who shift us? Why did you shift yourselves? The other, they come where you buried me. The tree root has passed through me. Have you come with this?
We
gauge it from you that you go back peaceful.
You see
all the lies there. The tree branch has passed you. Have you come with it here? Someone has risen a hand behind there. Before he asks. The fourth, they come tell you, you order us. You slaughter goats, the cows.
No,
you ask him, how many did you leave behind? The other. Even if you left it, we are the heirs. They are ours now.
We will. Hmm.
Are you the ones order us in our meetings, gotten confusions and troubles order yourselves where you are. It's only lies. Even the shrine they say, when I will kill you, I'll get another. You they kill. Maybe they join the demons. They don't fight each other. Why you killed me?
You killed me,
I joined on the demons. I asked you, why you killed me while in my body? Satan is a liar. Teacher Jacob, when he would kill you, when
you joined,
you said, why did you kill me? And you fight. But because things are not like that. Praise the Lord Jesus, brethren. We thank God for this teaching. This lesson has come and I've remembered something. Those on the social media remember the video they released. One acted comedy, he said, you say you're tired of Banyankore. If you die, go to hell and Satan will be Munyankore, what will you do there? He said, then I will go to heaven. Then he said, if you go to heaven, you find God is Munyankore, he's called Gumisi, so what will you do there? He said, I come back on this earth. Then he said, you fall in Muhozi.
So, ngachageza kotegezanti,
it shows that if you can leave this world, you go in hell, you leave hell, you go to heaven, after you come from heaven, come back on this world. But the light of the world enlightens well. According to Job, chapter 7, from verse 7, up to 11, that one who is going to hell cannot come back on this world. I request the Bible reader to read for us. Teaching priest move to give us light on that word.
Job chapter 7,
verse
7. Bulamu bwange mpewo. Amaso gange tegachalaba na tebirungi.
Oh, remember that my life is a breath. My eyes shall no more see good.
Orinyolo munana.
Verse 8.
Erisho lyo yandaba terichandaba na te. Amaso go galiba kunze na yinga siriwo.
The eye of him that has seen me shall see me no more. Your eyes are upon me and I am not.
Orinyolo mwenda.
Verse 9.
Ekirenga bwe kigwawo ne kibula.
As the cloud is consumed and vanishes away, so he that goes down to hell shall come up no more. Verse
10.
He shall not return no more in his house, neither shall his place know him anymore. Yes. They never come back. You mark it, you read it very well. Job chapter 7, verse 7 to 11. Yes. They don't come back. Now, we wanted you to know
this
first division of the holy angels of God, the group of the angels, Archangel Abaddon, of the chains. They are responsible over death. Hell, which is known as the prison of God. The bottomless pit. You don't get out there to come back on this world. up to the day of judgment. Our Lord Jesus will get back. In the second resurrection, they will be brought back on this world. Those in hell, those resting in heaven,
they will
brought back, come back with the Lord Jesus. According to the First Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 14, downwards, you will read them there.
But
they will get back. We shall be righteous here. We shall join on the Lord Jesus with the Holy Ones. Lifted by angels, we go back.
The
sinners, those of hell, even those in the world, they will remain here 5 months as they are suffering here. And the earth is being destroyed. Angels of death and hell, they are working here. Torment as they were in hell, they will be on this world. Thereafter, angels of death and hell, they will bring this evil ones in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and they will be judged there. They will be cast in the lake of fire.
It
differs from hell. That's why the lake of fire has not yet worked. Hell is working. Praise Jesus much. As we finish the Luke chapter 16, verse 27, let's repeat it. Luke chapter 16, verse 27.
Luke 16
verse
27.
Then he said, I pray you therefore, Father, that you will send him to my father's house. Verse
28.
For I have 5 brothers, that they may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. At least send him on the world. He warns my brothers. Lest they to come in the same place.
You
know, when we walk on this world,
most
in the darkness of ignorance,
it's
enlightened with the light of the word of God.
To
understand the things how they are. Praise Jesus much.
There are
people who do not know what is moving on in this world.
And
there are those who think that them in these bodies they have looked at. Others, when they want to understand that they are spirits, they think
these
are demons roaming on this world. They speak that the weary winds which drive the clothings. If he dies on the weary winds which dry clothes, I ask
the clothes
of Adam and Eve who were first on this world, which were winds of their descendants, dried them.
Adam and Eve,
they worship demons of their forefathers, which forefathers? For they were the first on this world. They worshiped the living God, one we seeking now, the one we want to always worship. Praise Jesus much.
So
I wanted you to understand.
Abaddon,
the group of the archangel Abaddon of the chains, they are responsible over death and hell, known as the prison of God, the bottomless pit. It is not Satan. Because
it cannot be
a prison of God. Yes. And it is of God. And
it
gives it to the chief thief. He's in charge of it. The one who leads people to sin on the world. That is the one in charge of the prison of God.
Is
that, it's that possible?
omuntu,
a person,
omwana omukuru maka,
an old elder child in the home.
Na igiriza abato okubanga.
They teach the young to steal.
Nokole ebikorobero.
And commit evils.
We wotu ko kukwata abana
bana. Wish to get these children.
No bawo omwana yabayigirizo ko kole ebikorobero.
Elder son who told them
to steal.
To give them the punishments.
Wanji,
is that possible?
Mbusitani mbuya kulira
gei. That Satan is in charge of hell.
Mbweyo.
Those that dog.
Satan
deceived the world. And the ones who go in the wrong dreams, even false visions, deceivers, they died and they went in hell and they put Satan on the reception of hell. That is on the table. If you've just come fresh, if
he
registers you in the book there and he opens the punishments, you're joking. God is then, is he just to get the deceiver of the whole world, the one who caused the world to get profane, that he's in charge where they punish the sinners from? If it is you, can you believe such lies? When I read in John chapter 8, verse 44, I hear these great words there. John chapter 8, verse
44. Mwagalokolo kwegomba kwa kitamwe. Oyo kuva ku lubereberye ye Musi zote yanywerera mazima. Kubanga amazima tegali moye. Bwayogera obulimba, ayogera ekiva mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba era kitawe w'obulimba.
You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yes. Father of all lies.
Omusiye nyini,
a murderer.
Kakati Satan yatwala abantu banji.
Now Satan took many people.
Yabatwala wansi munyanja.
He took them under the ocean.
Yogerwa ko muziki na biri musa.
Book in Ezekiel 27.
Nyorisuka pakuru.
Verses 1 to 5.
Na bagitambu abaraza tutte kugeyena.
Then he has taken them in hell.
Kumba batutte eri munyanja jatu.
Take them in the ocean where he sits.
Na ngali nayo bumalaika
bo. And he has there his fallen angels.
Banabutambula ngo obukekeje.
Walk like funny demons.
Na alaganga atanunga bakutte abamu kubabawereza.
They have arrested some of their servants. The ones they beat.
Kati bajja batwala abamu kubamanya.
Come take off some people I know.
Okuli Aida.
Including Aida.
Mumanyi.
That I hear that I've heard of her. That I died. She went in hell. On the reception of hell.
Lucifer
was right there. What kind of hell did you go to? The Bible, that of the lies of Satan. Many others. Others are from the nations abroad. I say, my God. Satan?
Is
the father of liars, the real murderer. When
you
speak of the John 10:10,
speak
of him like this.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 10, verse 10.
The thief
cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Yes.
Read
John 44.
Say,
of the father, the devil.
Right
from the beginning is the murderer. They to tell us in the John 10 verse 10, the thief does not come only to steal. He kills even to destroy. Now we thought, perhaps he's the one in hell. Yet when he puts his lies within you and you sin, the wage of sin is death.
Yokana mukaga
John
Barumi Islam
Romans chapter 6 verse 23 the wage of sin
when he makes
you sin and he knows he's finished you I have killed this one the wage of sin is death after death
magobe
hell
nadamba itaba
he said the two
go together
and death we are going to get explained death is not a mere word this is an angel
it's
called death
achimemyoyo
picks
ajikwakula mibiri
gets them from their bodies
no kutuka
and you break off like that
nebakusanga oli side
and they find you are looking off like that
netukutere netelezo
mwana and we order that corpse the spirit has been pulled out
era batiro kufafa
those usually keep dying
ngabanga bafa
I say they're dying
ndabe bisaje
I see men
they be anti
them are coming for me
oli aga byo bisaje
somebody said this can you laugh over that
you
want me to what?
Gakuremye kweka abira koro
okay. Pray for yourself get saved.
One oganance kushika.
Save you refuse me to love.
Kali nemu kama akusasa.
But God have mercy on you.
Zeche nambanya ku bintu byagena kiri
kimwe. What I do on things of hell is one thing.
Nebo kabira abaliyo.
Even if you cry for people there.
Baba twali mulugendo lwe gwenyaka musango.
Heavenly journey 7 years.
Mutambulizo moyo.
The spiritual transport.
Bantu wala mukorise we bankomya we
bidayo. Bring me back I go back.
Barure nakaba
vuyo. I cried they get from there. For the pain there.
Nangabe amazika gola.
He told me these your tears.
Shiga beyo kusinga musayi gwa
mwana wanga. They are not precious than the blood of my son.
Bekuba ngate gusoba de kubaja ye.
I thought be never bring them from there. That was finished.
Kimuje ka
it's one thing
gena kunsoka bila
liku on the world cry for those still
neto bakabira mazika
don't cry physical tears to them preach to them the truth
amen
yengeri jojo kubango bakabira
the way you would have cried for them
kariso akuburianga
kwendi ko can't preach when I'm shedding tears and they went to hell
no
ebyo kaba byo nabika abiriaka I cried 7 years they never moved from there
ninakuta one way kutwa
sisa to save you right on this world
which is ukawan
if it goes beyond here
siku ina ko ngeliona
have no any rights over you
no musai kwa yesu
even the blood of jesus
umana no kwa mugenda
after you fall in hell it never gets you from there
siku ekogere ebirunji
is that no speak better words
it
cannot speak what brings you from there
niza kula chara chi
what prayer can I make
wanga bulani ya 12:24
munyigamba 12:24 say
musai kwa yesu kuogere ebirunji
the blood of jesus speak better words
we kutu ogera ke
ebirunji speaks better words on us we can overcome while still on this world
na yekatola batugusa kuogera ebirunji bizinako bibibyo
speak better words
kusudde mugena
take away your sins which throw you in hell
eni ya utabu ya jana
then a trouble already came
yesu yebazibwe
praise jesus much
so Satan is here kulida gena
Satan is not the one in charge of hell
wanga bobote gede
for if you've understood
gena
that hell
komerali yakatonda
the prison of God
obunyo obutakoma
bottomless pits
era na ye
he too
but tusome mukubikulirwa
when we read revelation chapter 20
olunyo olisoka no lokubi
verse 1 and 2
na ye yasibibwa
it was imprisoned there
wana abakolaka nkano
now those who are walking
aitwa Jezebel
is called Jezebel
neba malaika abagwa
is the fallen angels
batashibwa
who were not bound
but take one mikono joko
ikanisha put in your hands you the church
osibe
that you bind there
neguru ngabirishiba
even heavens will bind
utuma ba malaika abadoni
angels abadon
bakwate basibe
catch bind them
karisono wanu mukubikuba tulabe
let's read revelations we see
okubikurire sura ya 20 no runyiri olusoka
revelations chapter 20 verse 1
nende ba malaika anga ko kuva muguru ngali ne kisumuruze ekyo bunye obutakoma n'olujegero lunene mu mukono gwe
and I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand verse 2
nakwato gusota omuseto ogwedda ye muli olyomi era setani nagusibira emyaka 10
and he laid hold on the dragon that old serpent who is the devil and satan and bound him 1,000 years yes
maraiko obunyo butakoma
angel of the bottomless pit abaddon
akwata satan
he bound god satan bound him
obunyo butakoma
in the bottomless pit
kuntandiko ya ed
at the beginning of ed
tuita kuntandiko ya ed
called the beginning of ed
oluvanyuma ruo kufa
after the death
no kuzukira kwa mukama wa
fulis resurrection of the lord jesus
katobana yema musiba
if it is bound
atate yakulira
yo is the one in charge there
eh oso omusibe
a prisoner
asobola kulire komera
can he lead a prison Impossible.
Nabanga yali kulira.
And is the keys to open?
Asoba.
He
asoba chinga yakulira.
Oh, there he
buff.
Open all of them.
Asiba banange.
My fellow prisoners, go out.
Tuduka.
Let us run away. Now, there are lies in this world.
And
that's why you see God
campaign and do revival and restoration.
Campaign and do revival and restoration.
We are going
in the campaign at the same time doing revival. Revival.
And
restoration of all things. That God spoke in his prophets
who
were there from the beginning, the Old and the New Testament. They
belonged
the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Why are we being revived? In understanding that we know things the way they were. We are being revived.
And
the others are ones we are restoring.
That
God spoke in his prophets, we are restoring them. When we are revived, they are restored. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
these two, you need to know how they are, how they were, and how are they.
It's
why you've started of this group
of
the Archangel Abaddon of the chains, those responsible over death and hell, which known as the prison of God, the bottomless pit. But when you read Revelations chapter 20 and the verse 1 and 2, it was caught and bound.
This
scripture, write it down. You will read it. Revelations chapter
13
and the verse
1
and 2-7. You will see the beast that Satan gave his authority, even his throne and his power. When they were going to imprison him, Revelation chapter
13,
verse
1
up to 7. You will see the beast that Satan gave his authority, his power, even his throne, when they were going to imprison him.
But
when you join it with Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter
17,
verse
1
up to 10, on it sits Jezebel, mother of abominations.
No, we
and all filth. She's one leader now. Fallen angels were cast on this world. They deceive the world.
So
Revelation chapter
17,
verses
1
to 10. She joined Revelation chapter 13. Verse
1
to
7.
You see Satan as he was being imprisoned. The way he gave out his authority, his power, and his throne unto the beast. And the one
sitting
on the beast is Jezebel, the first fallen angel to join on Satan.
Mother
of all abominations of the world.
Mother
of all things God refused.
No, we won't.
And all evils.
Pitambi.
Filth.
She's
the one in the leadership of deceiving all the entire world. But her master is imprisoned. A 1,000 years passed in the language of the world. But in the language of God, 1,000 years are like one day.
So that
remained unto God.
Until
Jesus will come back, when you will see him, then it will be over.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
But
what surprised most brethren that if Satan was the one leading hell, then it means not have imprisoned his angels, they chased him with from heaven. According to Jude 1 verse
6,
right in hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, till it's where they imprisoned the fallen angels who appear as demons of clans. Let's read we hear.
Ebaluwa ya Yuda esule soka na linyelo mukaga.
Jude chapter 1 verse 6.
Neba malaika abata akuma bukurubu awe bo. Na yene baleke chifochi awe bo binyini. Abako mira munjegereze na kuzona wansiwe chizikiza oro musango gokuru na kwa lukuru.
And the angels who kept not their dominions but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto judgment of the great day. Yes. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Up to verse 12. When the war began in heaven, Angel Michael with his holy angels
pulled
the dragon Satan and its angels. They chased them from heaven. They cast them on this world. According to Jude 1:6, we've read, there are some of those who were caught, these fallen angels, and they imprisoned them with Satan in the bottomless pit. Chains of darkness in the bottomless pit in hell. That's why you see today, when we enter prayer of warfare, we don't send demons to the deserts. They are the fallen angels. Neither in the ocean, but
have to
send them in the bottomless pit. And
we
send them of angels, those of the chains,
those
work with them in the mission of binding. Have you understood well? That is Jude 1 verse
6.
In the chains. Let's repeat it.
Ebaluwa ya Yuda n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Jude chapter 1 verse 6.
Ne bamalayika abataakuuma bukulu bwabwe bo, naye ne baleka ekifo kyabwe bo bennyini, abakuumira mu njegere ez'ennaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango ogw'okulunaku olukulu.
And the angels who kept not their dominion but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Yes.
Baba,
they gave them in the chains, everlasting chains, chains of darkness. These chains are called everlasting chains. You cannot escape from it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus, man. Darkness of the bottomless pit. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. We saw angel of the chains,
pass
the key of the bottomless pit.
Says
they are bound in the everlasting chains. That's why we tell you always that we eat a prayer of warfare. That I want you to prepare for.
All
demons for the nations who remain want a jabadon to hunt for them with his group.
You
find them in the bottomless pit. Demons, fallen angels, who are in the shrines,
hidden
in the false religions, hidden in the false beliefs, hidden in the false salvation.
You know,
in the midst of salvation, there is a fake salvation.
As in
the rightful notes of money.
No fake.
The original and the fake. There is a fake and original money. Yes.
They
have demons divinating.
Spoken
in the Acts 16, verse
16
up to 20. All those they will hunt for them.
Send them
chains of the bottomless pit that we can move revival.
And
demons have been bound.
And
when we pass there, they move to be bound more. In the bottomless pit.
Not
say when we send the deserts. They reach there, they come back.
And
when it is one, it gets seven other wicked ones.
Now,
we no more send the deserts. In the ocean, no. Note, in the bottomless pit. Second Peter chapter 2, the verse 4, he emphasizes this, saying like this.
Second
Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
Kububanga katonda, teyesonyiwa bamalayika bwe bayonoona, naye n'abasuula mu lukonko, n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza, obo nti okubakuumirwa omusango.
For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. Yes.
Otegere yabasuula wa?
He cast them in hell.
Mugeena.
In hell.
Munjegere.
In the chains.
Kati bano banasigara wo.
These I remained.
Kubanga okusinya kubikwesula 12.
According to Revelation chapter 12.
Yusuka pa kuruka.
Verses 1 to 3.
Chimucha kusaka.
A third.
Echaba malaika abagwa.
The fallen angels. Revelation 12, verses 1 to
3,
you will write them down. A third of the fallen angels, we get them from 100 trillions. Multiply and we get them. 100 trillion of angels. Those in Revelation 5, verse
11.
There were a trillion of fallen angels. 33 point trillion.
The
human beings on this world are very few.
Now,
in binding as we've heard,
2
Peter chapter 2, verse
4,
they count like 16 trillion.
And
the other demons, the fallen angels, they were left in the hands of the church. They gave us power on
all
demons to casting them. But in casting them, we work with heaven. What we bind on earth, heavens they bind. Heavens to bind. Work with an angel come from heaven on the chains. Yes. It's very clear. When I read Matthew 10 verse
1,
I be told these words. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1.
Naita abayigirizwa be 12 nabawo obuyinza ku dayimoni yenna okumugobanga n'okuwonyanga endwadde zonna n'obunafu bwonna.
And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Yes. Revelation 10. Matthew 10. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 1. He called disciples. He gave them power. Demons to cast them. Well, how does power look like? I may not read many scriptures. But Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, authority is the Holy Spirit was given us. Matthew 12, verse 28, you write it down.
He said,
if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God, it has come.
Means
power given us to cast demons,
that
is the office of the Holy Spirit. That is the power. For not by power, not by might physical, but by the Spirit.
Zechariah
4 verse 6. I see them, they enter in there. Yes. Matthew 10, the verse 1.
The disciples
give them power.
Matthew
12 verse
28.
I understand authority is the Holy Spirit. If
we
cast demon by Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for us. When I join on
Zechariah
4 verse 6, not by physical might and power that is behind you, not by might, and this
is
but by the Spirit of God. Of understanding. If I join Acts chapter 1, in the verse
8,
when the Spirit will come, he will give you power. Yes.
Understood
what going in the prayer of warfare. Where, stand in which office? After in that office, I work with who? I remember being told, Matthew 18 verse 18. Let's read it. Matthew chapter 18 verse 18.
Matayo sura ya 18 n'olunyiriri olwe 18.
Matthew chapter 18 verse 18.
Mazima mbagamba nti byonna bye mulisiba ku nsi birisibibwa mu ggulu. Era byonna bye mulisumulula ku nsi birisumululibwa mu ggulu.
Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be what is been bound in heaven, and whatsoever has loosed on earth shall be what has been loosed in heaven. Yes. What we bind on earth, heaven is bound. What we lose, heaven loses it.
It's
responsible on the chains.
Have
an angel come from heaven, having a chain, a big chain. Army of angel of chains. We walk with heaven, but we bind, attack demons in the shrine, bind them, get in the midst of hell. He is going to do that.
Angel,
we are their fellow workers. You see angel come. When
they saw
the bite on earth, their friends will bind.
Not that
heavens, they bind it from there. No. You are commanders, office of Holy Spirit. Yes. The unity of Holy Spirit.
It
joins you together. Yes. You command there.
The
angels of chains.
What?
Catch them.
Shima.
Bind them.
Back
in hell. Heavens bind what we bind.
But
not that heaven is there. And it's what binds. There are angels who come from heavens. They have chains.
We're
going to welcome them. And we send the binds.
Aha.
Revelation
chapter
20, verse 1.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Yes.
We
have two things. The chains and the key.
Possible
open hell. Demons they bind. They have the key to lose you where they bind you. They have chains. Bind why you say bind them. You. What are you there? Not understood.
16, 18.
What you bind on earth, heavens they bind.
They
count that fight. What do you lose?
They
have a key to open up.
Amen.
Omanya izo gamba wasoma
tabino. Say you learn.
Naye baba.
But
katunda takuma mukolekolerwa.
And in Revelation,
ukurumu kutesa.
His great in castle.
Gwebo lijoto manyicha amacha
ache sumuru. You know the secret of the key.
Ola chikura ge na yo kane basura.
Hell and they cast there.
Emizimu jasi bachi.
Demons, what did they bind in your life?
Bali ne sumuru.
They have a key.
Atepo bali nazili evala shinchain.
Bwa kwato
kusibateria ina sumuru chi sumuru zawe.
Bind no one opens theirs. No one. They can lose. That's why I told you. What you lose and bind, heaven binds.
The
angels who come with the chain. What you lose, they have keys.
Satan
bind what? It is land, house,
it's
the wife, children. You don't give birth. Yes. Before we reach to differentiate them, those of death, now they divide themselves in two groups. Even to see their codes, see the way they work under spirit of life, work in might, chains, binding, not losing. They call it everlasting chains.
Now
we have to bind on this earth. Demons of homosexuality. When we commit homosexuality, we're going to bind those demons.
Those
of gospel clothes, open them. They have keys. They open
them.
They are going to open
them.
The last two bones. Uganda bound. Open the gospel.
Hey!
You stand up on your feet. They have the keys. Hold the hands of your brother. Tell
me.
Have a great revelation today. Yes. I have a great revelation. Yes. I've understood. Because I will come up to. Chase to buy. Demons. Foolishness.
I
have the key. Key to open. Satan
and
the open the gospel. Open up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father Almighty, move to glorify you. Move to
give you
glory and honor. Move to thank you.
Say,
I've understood.
You
profit.
Where
we have to go. Yes.
Make
your voice tell him. Oh, good Father. Almighty. Understood, King of Kings.
Isaiah
48.
Verse 17.
Show the way we have to go.
Taught
and led us. Thank you, Almighty.
Come
to understand you. I've understood. You are mighty. You are no one teacher. Thank you. King of Kings.
I
want to glorify you.
You are
the teacher.
Yes.
Lord Jesus. The teacher. I promise you.
tegera bigambo byo laba gwofuseko lero webale mukama gwofuseko moyo mutukufu amikulide bigambo byo ambikulide kubanga byene byasiguliranga ebita yingiranga mutima gwange amatugange yekata uliranga yesitala banga mimi kulidwa moyo wo wasubizera bakorise chisoka esure ya 10 onyoro mwenda bakore 10 na rimu watandika ngogamba jamaso bekata banga amatugange yekata uliranga ebita yingiranga mutima jaba katole bateke kera abamwagala era mukama ndabyo kwagala ko jendi munyore 10 ngogamba neya bitulikulirwa moyo we bango moyo anongeresa ebyo nebinategeka ebya katonda murunyo 10 rimu nadamba ayategere byo mtu okuja ko moyo gwa mtu oguli moye wachino nebya katonda ebya bitegera okuja ko moyo gwa katonda oguli moye mwebase moyo wa mkama mkame mwebase mwebase onjigirizo kugasa mwebase onbikuli debi jirero onja kisizo msona vechi gabu ekumuli shisha mweyogera kwa msaburi yachi kumikumi na mwenda onyo yachi kumitano yachi gamba chotabasha era msona ukumuli shisha mwebale umuli shisha na msona kwa kumanya baibri mweyogera kwa shikurira
I don't hear you
shikurira saba
mwagambe tell him
nabiyango umuli shisha na msona kwa kumanya mweyogera kwa mbako lisa chokubi yesure yokuna onyona mkaga na msona tuwalagira msona ugwa kumanya wakenga mchisikisha chisikisha choburiba osimuli shisha mwa msona obuga gobo obudobimbia biyange biya bumba amanya machi kafenga chori sasarise osindika manya machi akoma leo mtuku umayo wa manye akure mbele mulero nendo kuita chivinja chama maraika bentaro nendo kuita chivinja chama maraika bentaro neka amanya machi nera misiwe mkama amanyi agaita mwayo mtuku nekakara misiwe mkama nera muofis unity yo mwayo mtuku nisabe ndagire mbango ngambie mataye sule ya kumi wanyoro soka waita wa igirisa roma wabu yisa kutaimoni zona ukusiko langa mtakate tabu yisa wabu ya mwayo mtuku mtakate tabu yisa wabu ya mwayo mtuku mkame mtakate mkame mtakate akuwabu yisa wabu kwa ingine mwa unity ya mwayo mtuku mwere mkusachimu wakwa mwayo mtuku uliokona bae wasumu eche yema maraika ame njagare wali nabi simuriso pake ndo kusiba eme simu basumu ue yewe taga mwinyari ya yesu mwinyari ya yesu yemuso dobozidu yena maso sabe omgambe mkama atagede mwanyo kuminabili abili munana mwembango meme simu mwamwayo wakatoda obweka weka wakatoda mutu jide nani isa mwayo wamu nani isa mwayo mtuku akuwa mangi ogenda kudumida ogenda kudumida etire mwane kabenjoke pake nda kusiba eme simu mwuganda mwafrika mwosio na
revival
iloku imi ina yena maso sabe mkame nkutekete sakari ya nyamu kaga siru wa mani siru wa muhiza neru wa mwoye mtukufu mchitoke ene detara mchitoke ene detara mpa mwoye wa mkama mpa mani mpa mani mikawa tumesuwa soka onyoro munana mungambie mpa mtuku walicha hari mpa mani eka mkama zikuse nimeina mwofisi ye nienda kula gira okirise otumejele malaika okirise otume
mchile
mkame njagari mabareka badoni
abe
njagari basibe mishimu webare webare mkama mbanga ntegete
adumye
sirio mnana
uruwa
bili mamkada
maka
bili musamu shima nye kusama
kama
chingwani
de
na ye omoye wa mbele lo
unafu
omoye wa mbele lo unafu kubanga akeme lo mtima guwani na sabira wo
babo
ya gara
uruwa
lero uruwa lero abaka baka baka chitafwe
kama
isa webi tulio na reko gure guru reko gure guru mkama mkama gure guru gure guru
namu
kubikulirwa esure yo kuna onyoro soka egure rye kuna
oh yes
gure guru atume mareka benjoke mareka benjoke mareka batori abenjokere bakaba kaba kai mugambe mukaba murubere berye esura biri munana
ne
12 baba madara zafa kumuri ankwa guru mareka ngabaka baba ambuka puri de puri de mukaba kubikulirwa esure yo abiri onyoro soka mareka nakanga famu ku
naenda
kisumuza chinene
noru
chekera uru nene mukama mutume mutegede mutegede ya mareka bari one wetegere mukama mutume
mechere
riona mpuri de mkubikulirwa esure ya mwenda
Those beliefs, Revelation
life. For your life. For what you
pray.
Say,
what we lose on
earth. What you are
making
of us.
What
we
lose on
the case.
What has been bound.
Your
treasure.
Has been bound.
Lord,
put it there.
Of hearts.
Put it there.
I have.
Put it there.
I have.
Put it there. Put it there.
Put
it there. Put
it there.
Put it
there.
Put it
there.
Put
it there.
Put it there.
Put
Mukama ya musumba wa fe tatwe tagenda atwa na kumabarika amaza matefu kundiro kundiro eyo muto muto akomya wa memeza ati sumurula sebali basi ya masamu sebali basi ya masamu sebali basi ya mubwafu sebali basi ya bunda sumurula de ati sumurula uya ati sumurula atume malaika na malaika ba sumurula basi sumurula emyo ya jamu ikasi wa munyanja moroto kenda munyanja moroto ni munyanja wakati ati sumurula sumurula memeza ati sumurula memeza
Lose it.
Move
on to pray. Not for your own sake. Lose and send them
lose.
Lose the church in Africa.
Which
one and which one?
Which
one and which one?
One
of the first prophets.
Yes, he
was bound.
Yes, he was
bound.
He was bound. He was
bound.
He was bound. He
was
bound.
He
was bound. He
was
bound.
He was bound. He
was bound. He was
bound.
He was bound. He was
bound.
He was
bound.
He was bound. He was bound.
He was bound.
Africa. Africa.
Africa.
Back to me, back to me, back to me.
Basumura
Ziji. Bagura Ziji.
Open doors.
Ziji.
Those.
Ziji Zanjiri.
Those are the
gospel. Africa.
Africa. Open
everywhere.
In Africa.
Open
the whole world.
Basumura
to your God.
Bari manabi waburi.
The first prophet.
Batuma waburi.
The first man.
Yes. Sikura babo batuma.
Sikura
babo batuma.
Sikura
babo batuma. Batuma mosiona.
Send him to the whole world. Catch him.
Misimu jabarugu.
He was a wizard.
Yes. Sabaji kuata.
Catch them.
Basumura. Ziji Zanjiri.
Those of the world.
Those
of the world.
Come on.
Yes,
Katondo wa manya katakoma
akore
komi
huyo
mkaba asumura manya katakoma atakulembera mba mareka benjagari mareka babisumulisho gago 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 uyu asumura mangi agata koma ukita moyo wa mangi agerwa koma Isaya esure kumi namo onyore kubiri moyo musawa jakatuna waliwa moyo wa mangi o moyo wa mangi asumura mangi asumura mangi gako gaka jaturi gaka jaturi gaka mukalisa mikanda gaka muganda orokidwa question da uyu asumura mangi nayo gera koma mikta esure kubiri ngaro kanga ndo musa kiryo gera kwesha ili namoya kwa makama kufuse namoya atafusibwa namoya wa mani akata koma uya ka uya ka uya ka uya asumura mani asumura mani asumura mani amanya akata koma amanya akata koma asumura rwa asumura rwa lero asumura lero asumura kukola asumura kukola ekira mare kaba mani we wao we wao amanya akata koma amanya akata koma yani ni zamanya yani zamanya ko yani zamanya ko yani zenda kaisa Uganda yani zenda kaisa Uganda yani zenda kaisa Musiona yani zenda Musiona amanya matukufu akata koma amanya matukufu akata koma akata koma akoma ya matukufu akama akama mani akama mani kwa tume munana bali jali tuwa mani yeja da asumura mani amanya matukufu asumura mani mukanisa Uganda amanya matukufu asumura mani
power
mukanisa Musiona amanya matukufu asumura mani akata koma
power
Musiona sorry damu ku challenge ngibwa
ayo
moyo wa mashima
speed of truth
okuremera mekanisa mumaji
challenge power
wewe ale chidefe wa guru wa guru
above the heavens
wewe ale
thank you
wewe ale Yesu
Jesus
mugure ya kusatu
in the third heaven
ofuka goodness
you reign even and now
wewe ale moyo mtukufu
the holy spirit
amuna ona
everywhere
wewe ale mkama rejele malaika
wewe
ale mwana
all
mama nakaba mkama batukufu abaso kuweleza
nafu
ulirenga bulijo butusibanga
musubire
ulirenga bulijo
butusumura
musumura bali
nokusumura
nabi nokusumura
those meant to be bound
in the name of Jesus
in the name of Jesus
mwana wa katondo
son of the living God
twara katebeko
you can take your seats
olindire akasira akadako
wait for the next session